It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega, and we're glad you're with us. When the redacted version of Robert Mueller's report came out last week, most of the coverage focused on two points: whether the Trump campaign coordinated with Russia and whether President Donald Trump obstructed justice. But here at WNYC, our in-house experts at the Trump Inc. podcast were combing through the report for references to the president's sprawling business operations. And they say we learned key information about the Trump Tower Moscow project. Ilya Meritz is a reporter with WNYC and one of the co-hosts of Trump Inc.
So Trump Tower Moscow is particularly interesting because those of us who've been watching and waiting on the report wanted to know what Robert Mueller was going to say about Donald Trump's business, the Trump Organization. And there was a lot of speculation at one point that he would delve into Trump's tax returns, perhaps, or into the loans from Deutsche Bank, which was the only remaining major financial institution that was making a lot of loans to Donald Trump. Robert Mueller has nothing to say about that. The one place where he really has a lot to say about Trump Organization business is Trump Tower Moscow. Now, this is an idea that Donald Trump has had since the late 80s. But in 2014 and again in 2015, 2016, that we saw renewed efforts to build a super tall tower in Moscow. And Michael Cohen was particularly spearheading that effort. And what's really, really intriguing about all of this, and the place where Robert Mueller adds a great deal of detail, is the fact that this 2015-2016 effort coincided so closely with Donald Trump taking off as a candidate. If you remember, he declared in June 2015. By that fall, Donald Trump had a letter of intent with a developer in Russia to build in Moscow. And Michael Cohen was talking about site surveys, was talking about finance partners. And he and another Trump acolyte, Felix Sater, were figuring out that they were probably going to need permission from highly placed people in Russia, from the Kremlin, maybe from Vladimir Putin himself, in order to make this thing happen. That's the backdrop to the 2016 election that American voters did not know at the time.
Now, the report also, and you guys spent, hours reading through this redacted Mueller report. You were locked in a conference room. Are you just emerging, Ilya? That's the question. Because this report does talk about the lengths that some powerful Russians were going to go through in order to make this happen. Tell us about those.
This is a complete revelation to me. We knew that there was a letter of intent, right? What we did not know until Mueller is that there were several outreach efforts by Russians or people claiming to act on behalf of prominently placed Russians, doing outreach to Trump org or to the Trump family. There was somebody Ivanka Trump knew from the fashion world who offered to put her in charge with someone who would make an introduction and maybe bring her and her father to an economic forum in St. Petersburg. There was a New York finance guy who also tried to get the Trumps to go to this forum in St. Petersburg. And there were several others. So while we thought it was a one-way arrow pointed from Michael Cohen and the Trump Organization at Russia trying to secure a deal over there, we learned that it was actually a two-way street. Word clearly had gotten out in top circles in Moscow that the Trumps were interested. And so as they were watching Donald Trump's campaign take off for president, there were also people evidently who thought they could help the Trumps to get this tower built. Those ended up being kind of missed connections. As far as we can tell, none of these efforts at introductions really worked out. And of course, Donald Trump did not go to that economic forum in St. Petersburg. But it raises a lot of interesting possibilities that we did not know about.
So this deal ultimately fell apart.
Yeah, well,
did it even get to the point of being a deal, or was it still just talked about?
I think we can call it a deal because the letter of intent is fairly specific about the revenue streams that would accrue to the Trump Organization. And one of the things that really distinguished this iteration of Trump Tower Moscow, because, of course, there had been many attempts over the years, is that this one was the most lucrative. The Trump Organization would put little or no money down. They stood to make hundreds of millions of dollars. We learned from Mueller that it could have been a billion-dollar deal, according to Michael Cohen. So that's a very substantial investment, and the Trumps would have gotten a big piece of that. They didn't cancel it formally until after the 2016 election. So it is reasonable to suppose that if Donald Trump had lost, that Michael Cohen and Trump himself might have been interested in restarting those conversations.
The report contains President Trump's written testimony to the special counsel. When you saw that, there were lots of things that were unanswered. How did you feel? Were you satisfied by that?
His written testimony is very interesting. He said he was not enthused, or he might have used the word unenthused, about the possibility of this tower, and sort of spoke about it in this vague way, as if Michael Cohen had only brought it up in passing. Michael Cohen, by contrast, in his congressional testimony and in his statements to Robert Mueller, seems to have made very clear that Donald Trump was interested in Trump Tower Moscow. He wanted regular briefings. And by the way, Ivanka Trump and Donald Trump Jr. were also briefed on the project. What Donald Trump did not say in his written response is why he was not enthused by Trump Tower Moscow, and if he was not enthused by the project, why he continued to move ahead with it, and why he told the American voters in the second presidential debate that he had no projects in Russia when clearly he did. You know, Trump Tower Moscow has not been built, it doesn't exist, and a lot of the efforts at making connections didn't happen. Nevertheless, there is this question of why Donald Trump kept it a secret and why the people around Donald Trump didn't want Americans to know about this tower.
That's really what I was going to ask you. Like, was he, if the president has wanted to do this since the 80s and he's been talking about it and he's not president yet, and there are overtures from Russia and from his camp, if you will, to make this happen, and it doesn't happen, then is it really an issue?
Well, if you think back to the summer of 2016, there was a point, I think shortly before the convention, when people just started saying, there's something weird about Russia going on here. And it seemed almost too outlandish to be true. But that's when people started noticing that. And I think if you look at the timeline, that's around the time that Michael Cohen decides not to travel to Russia and the Trumps decide not to travel to Russia. And perhaps they realized that they were beginning to attract attention that they didn't want to that relationship. They weren't ashamed of it exactly, but they realized that the attention was not helping them. Remember again, Paul Manafort, who's also dealt with at length in this report, was the chairman of the campaign at the time. He had extensive contacts in Russia and Ukraine, and he was starting to get noticed for those contacts as well, also undisclosed.
Ilya Marritz is a reporter at WNYC and one of the co-hosts of Trump Inc. Ilya, thank you as always.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.